This is today's Midwest Digest. Hello, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong, reporting from Chicago, with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Thursday edition of the Midwest Digest is being brought to you by the Climate Corporation. I'll have today's stories coming right up.
Your data isn't just a record of what's happening. It's your fields telling you what they need. Climate Field View gives you the tools to listen more clearly. We're your data partner to help you get the most out of every acre by managing your entire operation in one easy-to-use digital platform. Use your inputs where they'll have the greatest impact and evaluate crop performance to discover what works and what doesn't. Armed with these insights, you can make data-driven agronomic decisions to help reach your goals and maximize profitability. Put your data to work with Climate Field View. To learn what Climate Field View can do for your operation and start feeling the pulse of the land in the palm of your hand, contact your local dealer or visit climate.com. Climate Field View services provide estimates or recommendations and do not guarantee results. More information at climate.com/disclaimers.
Some of our birds are not doing well in this spring season that is so unseasonal. They've been roughed up, especially in the regions plastered by last weekend's blizzard. There's been an increase in reports of weak and struggling birds found by residents over the past week. The robins and the warblers are being found in the snow, dying, or in a very weakened state. From This Week in Agribusiness, there are some things in that farm bill, as it has been proposed by the House Agriculture Committee in Washington, that would see budget cuts. Conservation is one area important to farmers, along with crop insurance. And rural development to encourage rural economic activity would see reduced funding. Now, some categories would see spending increases. Farm programs, extension service money, trade promotion programs, along with money spent on horticulture, would get a boost in spending. We're learning more about Tammy Jo Bonnell. Tammy Jo Bonnell, growing up on the family ranch in New Mexico, was intrigued watching the pilots from Holloman Air Force Base as they practiced their dogfights in the skies over that family ranch. She wanted to be a pilot. Tammy Jo Bonnell is Tammy Jo Schultz, the pilot who successfully brought into Philadelphia Tuesday that badly damaged Southwest 737 airplane. One tie that Tammy has to the heartland here is she attended Mid-America Nazarene University in Olathe, Kansas. In college, she majored in biology and agribusiness. Captain Sully Sullenberger, who 9 years ago landed a jet in the Hudson River with no loss of life, said of the crew in this week's emergency, "Clearly they did what they were trained to do. But it's quite a challenge to have such a crisis develop so suddenly." In quick succession, as he pointed out, they had to deal with an engine failure, a possible engine fire, the sudden loss of cabin pressure, along with the possibility that the plane had sustained structural damage. He said the ability to project calm is an important skill for airline pilots to develop. And he said military pilots have that intense professional pride. He said one way we have earned the trust of our peers is to sound good on the radio, to sound good no matter how bad it is. That's today's Midwest Digest, brought to you by the Climate Corporation. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a good day.